and do you do?
Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
I've been blessed one more time to come before you. Very excited about it. God has blessed us to be able to talk with you and share some things with you, because I'm so excited to have an opportunity just to be here. See, God blessed me one more time, and I know he has done the same thing for you. So let's take this opportunity to begin with our show tonight. It's how about show's relationship is a commitment. And I truly want you to think about that topic, because if something gives you an opportunity just to think about it. Are you in a relationship that causes you to think that it requires you to give the greatest effort to do what you need to do? And that's about being committed. And when you're committed, you have a tendency to accomplish so many more things when you are committed. So God truly, truly gave us that chance today. I am just truly excited. I'm Lorenzo D. Smith. I feel like I'm the host with the most that's sharing with you on the Dr. Lowe Show. And as I begin to get everything in line, like I'm having this opportunity to do while I'm talking with you, I want you to be a part of the show. I want you to be able to call in and share your point of view about what this relationship is, a commitment. That's our title, by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line about by calling out the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number, along with an opportunity to let you talk, and you'll have that chance to be interactive, and that's what it's all about. So as you chat about our title tonight, relationship is a commitment. So we're going to move forth, and as soon as I can get everything in line, we're going to just going to make it do what it do. Now, see, we just really excited about having a chance. Now, if you want to check us out on the web, you can go to the web link, and that's www.blogtalkradio. And it's good to be able to share that, what I said there, blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then you have a chance to truly, truly be a part of it. You can check the show out by just listening to it. And you have a chance also to call in, as I gave you the number earlier. We're also excited about having a chance to share with you what the Dr. Lowe Show is all about. It is truly the real relationship show with no filters. So as God blessed us to be able to do this again, I truly want you all to really, really see where we're going and where we're heading. We're heading to a magnificent journey. This journey will allow us to do what we need to do. It will allow us to just truly share with you what's going on about relationships. So I'm real excited. Just give me 1 second. We'll kind of put everything in the right place. So you know how that goes sometimes. We do things, we get excited about doing it, and we just truly, truly have an opportunity to just home in on what is special to us. Also, on Instagram, we are excited and just ecstatic to be truly with these fraternity. We truly, truly see them as a great opportunity. Truly, truly, I said it so to the share. With you, share something about what's going on in this world, and it's all about making it do what it do. So as I continue to work on our network to make sure our network is on task, also want you to know that we're being broadcast on Instagram as well. You can check us out on President Doctor with a DR dot Lorenzo D. Smith. So let's make this thing happen tonight. We just try to get the word out. We'll give a shout out to Harris Smith@013. Also, a shout out to Miss Bush, EDS, of Baker Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Miss Bush, for joining, as well as Harris_Smith. A shout out to Mr. Dot8Tony39. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all, for joining us at this point, because we're slowly moving in a direction where we can talk with you about relationship is a commitment. And as I said earlier, with Dr. Lowe, an opportunity to share some things. People give some shout out to him. We have some, they always say, Dr. Lowe, they call you that for what reason? It's just truly, you know, God blessed me with this opportunity to share wisdom, if I can share something with you. Opportunity to just talk with you. An opportunity to give away, because we have giveaways as well. But an opportunity just to be here at this hour. Sometimes we go a little longer, just talking about how we can be better in our community, how we can be better in our families. All of these things are just so important, and truly we'll have a chance to make sure we get to that position. And as I slowly begin to set up all my devices and get to where we need to get, we're just going to be in a place that God just going to let us go. We're going to fly with it. We're going to just go. We're going to make it do what it do. And we're just about there. We're just about with every device up and running. So, man, I tell you, I'm very excited again to do this. We also want to talk about our on-demand episodes, how you can view them. You can go to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Coach Dr. Lewis D. Smith, as well as being a place to go on Instagram. You also have an opportunity to be a part of our giveaway. We do ecstatically think about how we can give away and give to you as listeners and watchers, being that we have 33 countries of listeners and watchers. Man, I tell you, that's exciting. Just know there's someone during this holiday season, and let me back it up and say happy holiday to each and every one of you all, because I know we're coming up a couple days from Thanksgiving, and then we're about a month and so many days from Christmas. We're now in the holiday season, and it's all about family. It's all about love. It's all about sharing something with someone that you truly love, and receiving what they're giving to you as well. So as we talk about our giveaway, that's WSW Radio Giveaway, we ask you to register for our giveaway. And you can register by sending us your name and a means of transaction, whether it's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, to Lorenza D. Smith. 15@gmail.com. Again, that's Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. So check us out and send it, because tonight we're giving away one of our holiday gifts that's being sponsored by TriStat LLC. That's Mr. William Scott. It's a consulting service and firm out of Selma, Alabama, alone with the team members of WVSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And also LNA Lawn Service, the group that manicure your yards and your property. Mr. Tony Stallworth in South Central Alabama can work with you and give you whatever you need in the area of manicuring your land or your landscape in essence. So please give them a holler. I'm going to give the number for each one of those in a minute, and you can give them a call, and you can talk with them and see exactly what they can do for you. TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott again, 334-320-5438, LNA Lump Service. Mr. Tony Stallworth, 334-300-0741. And the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Also one of the sponsors for these and these giveaways. Tonight, we're going to be raffling an offer. We want you to get your name in. If you don't have it in, you have an opportunity to type it in on the comment section or send it to the email. But it's going to be kind of tight with the email. So if you're online and you are watching or listening and you are able to type it in so I can see it, I'll take it and add it to our giveaway tonight, which is a five-day, four-night trip to Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to pay, no matter what some people say, we're going to pay for the hotel fee for each night. You take care of your travel giving there. So we're giving that away. So by the end of the show, we're going to do that. We're going to raffle that off. So I need for you to make sure you send me your name. I'll take that. Just send me your name. But I also would need some form of some means of transaction, whether it's, as I say, Cash App, or whether it's PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to my email, or just type it out on the screen right now. A shout out to Juan Hall, who's joining us as well. We have 1993 underscore Sigma. Brother Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, thank you, brother, so much for joining us. And it's just truly, we see other individuals popping up. So please, please get that information to me ASAP. I want to give a shout out to our co-hosts that join us from time to time. I send the invitation out like I always do. And got a response from Pastor Eddie Pratt, and he said that I got a lot going on in the holidays. I'm going to do my best to try to get online. So we look forward to out of the great state of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, we have Pastor Dr. I call in Eddie Pratt, and the young lady who put the boots on the ground out of Oakland, California. They join us from time to time. That's Miss Tina Robinson. Her ministry with her sister, Owning My Own Truth, Behavior Cognitive Assessment. That's truly an opportunity. So if you get an opportunity and they call in, I will make sure I make them live. But we're going to talk about relationship is a commitment. And I want you to think about that for a minute. See, too many times we're confused simply about relationships. Just because the word says relationship, there are several areas that we can consider relationship operating in. First of all, you have the family dynamics that makes up a relationship. You have the friend dynamics that makes up a relationship. We have the romantic dynamics that identify as a relationship. We have the situationship that makes up what we call a relationship. So understanding what category that you put yourself and the individual you consider to be your significant other, partner, or spouse, then you can understand what direction we're going. Relationship is a commitment. And you ask yourself, if I know what kind of relationship I have, am I committed to that relationship? We'll look at our family dynamics. Blood is thicker than water. So it puts you committed to family. What goes down in the family, you're going to be there through thick and thin. So that makes you, and over a period of time where you learn to be so committed to the success of that family or sometimes the failure. You have friendship. Everybody you call friendly may not be good enough to be friends. So when you think about a relationship with someone you consider to be a friend, it requires you to put something in so you can receive something from it. So your friendship is very important. So be careful who you call friends. Be careful who you identify as your friend. They all say friends and people of the same feather flock together, like a bird of the same feather flock together. So you select the people that you want to flock with. Everybody ain't meant to be flocked with. Romantic relationship is where you really, really moving toward learning the tiers of a relationship, of a healthy relationship, that it will lead you to say, I am now committed. And once you're committed, you have an opportunity to understand why a relationship is a commitment. See, you go through the tiers of meeting someone as an associate. That's just meeting them, whether it's in a setting that is public, and a lot of times in a setting where people do it through the form of social media. So truly, truly, the associate is a category where you're just meeting someone. And if they are interesting enough to you, where you want to know more about that person, you move into the acquaintance stage. When it's time to maybe share social media platforms, share contact information, share the opportunity to find out more about that person. Then you have the one that we spoke of earlier, friend. A friend should be good enough to be with you to me. A friend is there through thick and thin. And truly, when you make that commitment where someone is identified as your friend, it's like extending the branch, the olive branch, out to someone who could be sometimes family. So it's important that you understand that category. So you walk from associate, acquainted, friendship, then you move to romance. If there's someone in this step through this relationship where you're now ready and understand what commitment it is, so it answers the question that relationships is a commitment. So when you get to that category, or that tier, that is where you're now committed and willing to be committed to that one person. Then beyond that, I consider you can take the next step to life partner. That's where you're now you're committed to possibly extend this for a life journey, meaning your romantic tier to life partners. You're committed to each other for life. Even though the commitment from the beginning started off one way, might change through the process. Or I'm sorry, the relationship might change through the process. But the commitment never changes. We have to keep that in mind. So let's look at, is a relationship a commitment? See, how are we going to our title and come up with some type of thought process that will help you is that we'll start off looking at what a committed relationship is and what it does for you. It's just like love. What love is, love does. See, a committed relationship occurs when a couple agrees. Come on. Upon a certain level of commitment. Let's repeat that because it's important that we hear this. A committed relationship occurs when a couple agrees upon a certain level of commitment to one another. See, you can't be committed in a relationship to more than one person. Some people think you have the ability to be committed to many, but it is not possible because that's like putting 10% in and taking 90% out, or vice versa. You're not totally committed. So when we look at levels of commitment, we have to think that that may vary from couple to couple. My commitment to you and the tier of a relationship that we're in may be different from my commitment to someone else. See, we have to remember the level and how it varies. See, some may enter into a relationship while others prefer to be committed to a relationship that allows you to see other people. A monogamous relationship. When you committed to one. See, that's why it varies in the level of commitment. I can be committed to be your friend. I can be committed to calling you in our acquaintance. But when I get to that, leaves me over in the acquaintance stage to call others. But when I get to the romantic stage, I've got to be willing to be committed. I have to be true about my commitment and not afraid. We could be a part of the show by calling in. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, your location. Then you can chat Dr. Lord about. He talks about relationship is a commitment. Let me give a shout out to Boy.Boston that's joining us. Thank you so much, Boy.Boston, who's joining us. We also want to, again, give a shout-out to our sponsors. And we want to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors starting at this block of the show, TriStat LLC, a consulting firm that meets your needs. For information and more on their operation, you can call the owner and operator, Mr. William Scott, at 334-320-5438. And he will share with you all the opportunities that his company has to provide you an opportunity to truly grow and be successful. What is true commitment in a relationship? I want you to think about that for a second. Then you can't comment. You have an opportunity to comment on each one of these devices or each one of these social media sites. What is true commitment for you? What is true commitment in a relationship for you? You can call in as well, and I just gave you the call-in number so you can share your thoughts. We can be truly, truly connecting, and I can verbally hear what you have to say about true commitment. See, a committed relationship is one in which you and your partner intentionally say yes. And I want to repeat that again. A committed relationship is one in which you and your partner intentionally. Let's stop right there at that word. Intentionally. See, relationships have to be intentionally. If you're intending on being in a relationship that's one-on-one, then you have a tendency to now put the efforts to be committed. See, that's the best definition. Put your intentions beside a committed relationship. Your true, genuine, authentic intention to that one person. You cannot be committed to four or five and don't truly, really believe that you in a true committed relationship. It has to be intentionally. Because what you're thinking about when you go through each of the tiers, you think about the work that brought you there. And the work is best explained and shared with you when we're talking about the characteristics of a healthy and committed relationship. Truly, when we look back, everything starts with self. See, a characteristic of a healthy relationship or a committed relationship is self-love. See, it's truly, if I can love myself, I can love you. And it's not handed out like candy. Commitment comes with me understanding I can love myself so I can love you. The next characteristic that's so important as we build toward true commitment is that honesty. The word honesty should dig deep inside of you. It should reach down to your inner self. If you're not honest with yourself, you cannot be honest with the one you think you're going to spend or want to spend the rest of your life, intentionally spend the rest of your life with. You have to be honest. You have to be trustworthy. And they go hand in hand. See, if you honest, you can be in the same phase of trustworthy. I'm going to be truthful with you. I'm going to be honest with you. And when I'm honest, that means I can trust you and you can trust me. The third one, as I just said, is trust. Trustworthy. And it's so important that we keep that in mind. The fourth one in a characteristic of a healthy relationship is communication. See, people got to understand there's only one form of communication that will affect a healthy relationship or a committed relationship. It's effective communication. And effective communication is being able to listen first and talk second. Effective communication is all about not just listening and allowing it to go like I always said as a young person, go in one ear and go out of the other one, is allowing it to intentionally get between the ears and allow you to think about it. intentionally. And then on the other end, the person who's there listening then can respond and go with the form of talking. They can share their thoughts because they heard you. You listen to people that you can be and believe can be in a committed relationship. Sometimes it gets rough because you got two people who will have an individual out and how they present things may not be the same way. But you can intentionally get to one common goal where you understand that whatever I hear, I want to be able to listen to it. And then I want to be able to think about it. Then when I respond to it, it's in a manner that we can be successful. So we have to always keep that in mind. And the next one in a characteristic of a very successful, long-lasting, committed relationship is that there's that word that we're so afraid of. That word is connection. See, someone thought I was going to say something else. It's connection. Once you connect with that person, through each of those growth areas and form a characteristic, you now can be on one accord. On that accord that said, now I'm ready truly to be committed to proceeding to the future. I'm truly committed to make sure we have conversations about future hopes, dreams, and plans for yourself and the relationship itself. A committed relationship is an interpersonal relationship. I want to take a minute and stop right there. It says a committed relationship, a true committed relationship, is an interpersonal relationship. On many of my shows, I have guests that come in, co-hosts that be talking about, you cannot be in a healthy relationship with someone and not in with yourself. A healthy relationship requires, and committed relationship requires you to be have a healthy relationship with yourself. The best relationship there is one with yourself. If you have a committed, healthy, spontaneous, exciting, this God-fearing relationship with yourself and with our Lord and Savior, I tell you, you would have an awesome relationship with someone else. So that's that interpersonal part of you. See, the success of a healthy relationship does not come from the external aspects. It comes from your internal aspects. That's from your heart and your soul. See, that's pleasing to God when your heart and soul is full of joy. See, a healthy relationship or committed relationship, true commitment in a relationship is a sense of joy for God where he can be, you know, excited about your inner self. You see, he don't want nothing but your heart and your soul. This external part will return to where it came from. And they say it may return back and dust. But when your heart and your soul transition from this earth, goes to Heavenly Father, he's excited. When you see joy in your heart and soul, he's quite excited. Give a shout out to, we have Paula Graham Griffin, Sara, joining us, Zeta Phi Beta Sport Incorporated. Thank you so much, Paula, for taking time to be a part of tonight's show. Let's finish up with a couple things that will truly help you understand the true commitment in a relationship. It goes back to when we talked about a committed relationship. We say it's an interpersonal relationship based on agreed upon commitment to one another. It is saying to four or five people. It's talking about that one person. Because you're involved with them, you truly love them and in love with them. You truly trust them. You truly is honest with them. And you're those things play in a true committed relationship. Just remember, you got to be intentional with your partner. You have to be intentional about being committed to see that there's a future. You have to truly understand love and what love is and what love does. You have to understand trust. You have to understand loyalty. You have to understand honesty. You have to understand being open. Those are the best description of a true commitment in a relationship. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, actually location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lobes or D. Smith. And truly, want to hang around. I know the holidays are here, and I said earlier at the show, happy holidays. I know you're just going to say it now. It'll be all the way up to the end of this year because we're in that season of love, season of caring, season of giving. And our co-host that joined us from time to time, that's Pastor Pratt, Eddie Pratt, along with Tina Robson. I know they're connecting with family because recently I saw that the lady that put a boots on the ground, Tina Robinson, was down in the Bahamas enjoying an opportunity with her family, and they was doing a family travel. But we understand, we would hope they were able to get in, but, you know, God has just blessed us with hopefully some words that's encouraging to you as we talk about relationship is a commitment. Let's see why it's so important that you commit it in a relationship. Why is commitment important in a relationship? Commitment is important for a couple of reasons. Important because in a relationship, it provides structure and stability. Think about it. You may be single and not ready and thinking you're not ready for a committed relationship. However, you intentionally reach to someone, you intentionally make the effort to make sure we're successful together. One of the things why you're doing it is structure. You're doing certain things. You commit your time, you commit your efforts, you commit all the things that makes you successful, that gives an opportunity to see a future. That's structure. See what's in order. And then you got stability. That person is committed. They're going to be there. And that gives you the ability to feel stable in a relationship, that you have someone that you know now committed to the same intentional thoughts as you have, which is a plan for the future. So you see that as very important. See, a commitment shows that you're willing to sacrifice your interest for the good of another person. Commitment. So that's why it's so important. See, it also gives you an opportunity to create and develop a foundation on which the love for someone can grow. And it also allows trust to develop in your relationship. See, I can just highlight some things there and some words that you should always remember and relate. See, a commitment highlight willing. See, you got to be willing to put the work in. And the work can be identified, the effort can be as sacrifice. I like sacrifice. And the next thing is for that person, interest. And for your interest. And you truly want to keep in mind the foundation is important. See, the foundation and the reason why you decided to go into a make an effort to be in that relationship is because it will allow the love that you have from your inner self to grow. And it allows you to be able to trust that that love will grow and develop that relationship. So you want to make sure you highlight foundation, love grows, trust, develop. Those are things that you can identify why commitment within a relationship is important. As to what happens if you don't have commitment. See, a lot of times relationship is hollow. And those relationships being hollow because, you know, they lack one of the most, I'll say the few things I mentioned already. See, the relationship will be hollow because you, first of all, don't know what level this relationship is. You don't know what the relationship is. We talk about the tiers of a relationship. But if you're not understanding that the levels of commitment, that you have to know that I'm going to be committed for our relationship to be successful to only you. Then I have to know and understand my partner's intention. Do you see a future in the forecast? That's a future with us together. Also, there are times there have to be conversations about the future, the hopes that you have, the hope, the support, the dreams, yeah, the plan that comes along with action. These things are so important for the success of a relationship. Now, if you don't have those things, we will classify that relationship. You can put whatever you want to put on it, but I'm going to say it's a situationship. See, it can be defined. See, a situationship defined as a romantic relationship that lacks commitment. A romantic relationship that lacks commitment. Just think about as we talk about the tiers you go to to get to, excuse me, to a romantic relationship. It lacks something because it don't have commitment. See, when you go through a social, the relationship to see it to the romantic part and you have no commitment in it, you're selling yourself short to continue to be in that relationship, because it's nothing but a situationship. Again, the situationship sometimes associated to the norms and expectations. It comes about as a level that has a label. It comes about as a label. And the label is a label-free relationship. That, why are you asking about a label, man? What we got to be? We don't have to be this way. But you have to be that way if you're ready to be committed. See, if you're all about just the situation, that's common. We all have been in situations, shit, but that is not a commitment without commitment. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you get up on the line and identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location, and then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo Dugan Smith as he talks about relationship is a commitment. Let's see what the difference is, because there's a difference between relationship and commitment. And too many times people have problems being in a relationship or being in a committed relationship because they don't understand what a relationship is. Because there is a difference between just being in a relationship, which is a situationship, and then being a committed relationship. See, you must be willing to be committed as an individual for the purpose of ensuring both of you the opportunity to love along with wanting to be loved. Gives you the opportunity to be with someone and share your life with them. So when you're talking about relationship, see, a relationship, as I said, a situationship could be informal, declarative, informal and declarative. It's just like we're in a situation. We hadn't declared what we are. We have to make the decision that this is the goal we're working toward. That comes through effective communication. That leads you to looking at the difference in commitment. See, commitment is where you and that person have made your mind that this is a informed term that represent that you and I are in a relationship. You and I, not you, I, and 2 or 3 other people. It's you and I. You see how the difference? See, a committed relationship is that it's going to be you and I. A relationship will be just an informed opportunity to relate to each other. Let's move into agenda, because we want to make sure we wrap off these names tonight. You know, we start a couple minutes behind. We apologize for that, but we want to make sure we wrap off the name for our trip tonight. And hopefully, if you haven't sent your name or typed your name up here, I see a couple names. If you want to be part of the giveaway, because we do give away cash, I do want to say that. But the giveaway tonight is a 4-night, 5-day trip to Las Vegas. We're going to pay the cost of the hotel. We're asking you to send us your name along with a means of transaction, means Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to my email. But since you are here live with me, type it in. If your name is your handle up there and you want to be a part of the raffle, please let me know by typing in the comment. I need to see that. I want to give a shout out to Zeta Smith, MG, my sister Zeta Farida Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Zeta Smith, MG. We're going to give you a shout out and thank you for joining us as well. So we're going to have the raffle in about 7 to 8 minutes. But we want to complete talking about relationship, which is our title, is a commitment. What is the last two things I want to talk about? I want to talk about what's more important in a relationship, love or commitment. We're going to be short and quick with this. Say it like this. As you read in the Bible, which has the greatest commandment, but the greatest commandment in the Bible is love. That's enough. If you think it's different, then you have a challenge on your hand. See, God loves you. Jesus loved you. Love his disciples. On and on throughout. The Bible talks about love. See, love is more important in a relationship than commitment. If I go through the tears of a relationship with you, I'm going to develop some strong feelings for you. Enough to say, this my heart and soul is definitely here and in it. It's my I'm coming from my inner self. I develop a relationship for my inner self so I can love you. And once I feel that truly, truly love is there, I truly can be committed. Want to always say, when we're talking about why, what's more important, love or commitment in a relationship? Love is more important in a relationship than commitment. Because if there is no love, it's impossible to have commitment. If you're in a situation, you're telling someone you love them and they truly, truly don't see that you're committed. Those are just words of gift. We call that I love you as a gift. It's a gift that you give to individuals. I'll give a shout out to Paula Graham Griffin, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, who I shouted off earlier, but she put a cash app down there and I have her name. And I'm going, before we wrap, we're going to throw it in, write it off and put it inside the pail, and we're going to shake it up. And she might be the one to win the trip tonight because she jumped on it early. Thank you so much, Paula, for doing that. And we will make sure we get it in there when we get time for the raffle. Any others, you can type it in just like you did in the comment section, and I'll make sure I add it. It's more important in a relationship than commitment. So relationship is a commitment. It's relationship. Relationship is a commitment. Relationship is a commitment. I'm going to say, because that's our title for tonight. And you've heard all aspects of it. You've heard the importance of commitment in a relationship. You've heard true commitment in a relationship. You've heard well, relationships are not relationship without commitment. And then you heard the difference. Now you hear that love is more important in a relationship than commitment. And finally, I want you to identify the signs that indicate that you are in a commit relationship. The first sign is you spend significant time together. Nobody can say you can have your own time, but you spend significant time together. I was listening to a song the other day, and the guy talked about how he had felt God had blessed him with an angel coming down, and he had found that love and found that, you know, and he stopped hanging out in the different places, and all his friends call them old man and party people because he found love. He's spending time with that individual. Not saying he don't go and do some things individually, either one of them, it's just that he had found someone. God blessed him with an angel. Truly an angel. And I say the same thing for my wife, that she's an angel. God blessed me with an angel. Sent from high, high up above, he sat down. So thankful. You include each other. We're still talking about signs in your regular purchases. So you buy something, I think I need to get him something. I need to get her something. It's a sign that you're in a committed relationship. You get a key. You get access to his home, his car. Same for her. You do the same. You don't shun social media shout-outs. She shout out, he shout out, you hit it hard. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about, see. You enter into a contract together. This contract is that we're committed, and our goal is to get married, and we're going to be happy because the future is bright once we make that commitment. The next thing is you plan for the future. You plan. You plan. Then you go out of your way for one another. Those are signs that you're in a committed relationship. And I'm so glad you joined us tonight. I want to take this opportunity. I'm giving everybody a chance to respond so I can make sure I put you in the play with the raffle we're about to do. We want to make sure we put in Sarah Paula Griffin. I'm sorry, Paula Graham. Make sure we get her on here, Griffin. And I got a cash out, so I want to make sure I put this in the raffle. So I'm telling you, you know, when we put it in here and we shake it up, and this might be every one of you tonight. So we truly want to do the raffle. What we're actually raffling off, and I'm going to repeat this, and that's raffling off a four-night, five-day trip to Las Vegas, and we ask you to send your cash out, your name, along with a means of transaction, and a cash out, so we can put you in the raffle for tonight, which we're about to do in about 3 minutes. But before we do, we want to close our shows out by saying that this has truly been a blessing to come before you in the holiday season. I'm excited. This is the time of the year. I'm being blessed and I'm very excited. I'm going to give a shout out to Derek Robinson, 781, that's joined us. Thank you. Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we thank you. But this is not just the only time we're going to be doing raffles during the holiday season. We're going to be, tonight we have the Vegas trip, but we're also doing the holiday celebration of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, on December the 10th. We'll be wrapping off a four-day, three-night trip to Atlanta, where we take care of the hotel costs. Now, understand our trip, we're going to take care of the hotel costs. You have to take care of your travel there. Like this Vegas trip, we're going to pay for those nights, and we're excited about four nights and 5 days to Las Vegas. We're going to pay for that. Once you receive your voucher, you activate it, you take care of whatever. There is some activation fees there, but we're going to take care of the hotel tonight. You take care of your travels and your other amenities that you require to have when you own that awesome road, but in Vegas, and they're not going to be giving you no money to spend in gambling in the casino. You had to do that yourself. We're going to pay for your nights there when you get a chance to lay your head down if you do that. But your stay there, we're going to pay for that. And that's what tonight's trip is wrapped off. And the trip on the 10th that we'll be wrapping off at the holiday celebration. And again, that's in Greenville, Alabama, sponsored by the V-Squad Foundation, and this is entertainment, exciting, holiday spirit. It's all about magic under the moonlight. That is the theme for that holiday celebration sponsored truly by the Z-Squad, which is a part of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We want to give a shout-out to the brothers in Greenville, Alabama. The cost for purchase of tickets, you can go on go to Eventbrite and actually type in holiday celebration, magic under the moonlight. And we also posted on my Facebook page, on my Instagram page. And all you have to do is tap on, you can purchase a ticket. And general admission is $25. If you want to get VIP, we have two forms of VIP. And that we got a VIP tier one, and that's $40, and that's you get an opportunity to be right there with the entertainment. A DJ that'll be having the entertainment for the night is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. That's Brother Darrell E-Train Elliott, a well-known personality, radio personality in the South Central, South Alabama, and all over. Pretty much, if you get, you can get him worldwide. He's coming with the entertainment. So we want to make sure you purchase. So that tier is $40 for the VIP, and you get two bottles of champagne put on the table, and you and your guests at that table will have an opportunity. Then we have a tier two, which is for $35, and it will be in the front of the general section, and you'll it's $35, and you get couple bottles of champagne set at your table as well. Once you purchase, go to Eventbrite, and I will have it posted. So you, again, it's already posted. If you go to Facebook, Instagram, or each one of them, you'll get a chance to just click on it and purchase your ticket. And especially if you're coming from near or far, you can be on December 10th. The time from 7 o'clock p.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. in the Butler County Fairgrounds facility. And we're excited about having an opportunity, and we're going to wrap all that, and like I say, a four-day trip to Atlanta. And then for Christmas, we're coming with an awesome Christmas, so make sure you're listening throughout the holidays. We're going to be laughing off a five-night, six-day trip to Cancun, Mexico, sponsored, meaning we're going to take care of the hotel fee, by WBSW Radio, along with TriStat LLC, L&A Lawn Service, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and the team members of WBSW Radio. We're number one. We're going to do that right a couple of days before Christmas, and you'll have a chance to be a part of that. So look out for that. And that's five nights to 6 days to Cancun, Mexico. So we're really excited about an opportunity to come and give back to you. All right, so we had an awesome show tonight. I thank each and every one of the listeners. I know you're coming up in a couple of days in Thanksgiving. Some of you will be traveling. Some of you already travel, or you plan on staying at home. That's fine. Staycation will be fine. Celebrate the holidays at home. But if you're on the road, be safe. Truly, be responsible. You know, just ask for God's traveling grace and mercy. Wherever you're traveling, whether it's by air, whether it's by ground, wherever it may be, bus or whatever, just make sure you be safe. Put your trust in our Lord and Savior. I hope we had a good time tonight. I hope we shared some on relationship and commitment, and hopefully it helps. Thank each and every one of those listeners. I would run down the list of individuals. I'll give a shout out to Sarah Griffin, as she said, happy Thanksgiving to you and your beautiful wife. Thank you so much, Sarah. She would love to hear that. And my wife is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. I'm proud of her. She's awesome. God bless me. Truly did. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go ahead and raffle. I got to shake it up. Now, this is Fortnite. 5 days, baby. So we're shaking it up now. If you haven't gotten it in, you'll have an opportunity for getting one in the one in December, which is on the 10th, or on a couple of days, probably December 20th. We're going to do it for Christmas, which is the Cancun trip. The one on the 10th is going to last. All right, here we go. We're going to reach in. And we're going to bring out something that's important here. And, look at here. The winner of our trip, and we're so glad to have this person. They're not listening tonight, but I know they have a time to time they're listening. So we want to give a shout out, who's also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of the south central part of Alabama, none other than Sarah Audrey Stinson. So I'm going to let her know that she won the Vegas trip. That's Sarah Audrey Stinson. So I will give her a shout out. I'm doing it now and give her a call and tell her she's the one that won the trip to Vegas sponsored by TriStat LLC. Mr. William Scott. Ellen A. Lund Service, Mr. Tony Stallworth. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And the team members of WSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. And we're so glad that we can bring this forum to you. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you for the yay to the Sarah Stinson. And we're going to make sure we contact, and hopefully we can get her on for a minute or two, and she can share. It won't be tonight, but my next show, which will be next week. We have another show this week. But next week, we're going to come hard. We got three or four nights. We want to get some things done, and we want to share with her. We're excited about the holiday season. This is our 5th-year anniversary, meaning we've been here 5 years. On September 27th, made 5 years of this year, so we look to move toward, as we do it in number 6, and we thank you for your support. Truly thank you. And I tell you this time, I hope you have an awesome night and the rest of the night. I tell you, I love you. I truly love you, man. And it's from my heart. I want everybody to know it's from my heart. Because truly, that's where it comes from. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for, which is L-O-U-R. In other words, we swap it out with L-O-V-E for understanding. Hashtag it's a mindset. All the things dealing with commitment and relationship, you have to have the right mindset. Hashtag, we got this. It is awesome coming before you. And as I close out every show, I want you all to keep in mind that God has blessed us again, and we're excited to share with you relationship to the commitment. Have an awesome holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Be safe. Eat as much as you can in your celebration. And we'll see you next week. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.